Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. And so today you're going to be talking about food safety while on the road?
That's right. I know it's the time of the year when many families are heading out on the road or maybe taking one last family trip or visit to visit others before starting back to school. And often, usually, that also means taking some food along to whether to enjoy with family and friends or for a picnic. But because food poisoning can peak during the summer months, there are some safety tips to keep in mind when you're planning to include food in your travel plans. The first is to make sure to bring some soap along with you so you're able to wash your hands. It's always important to wash hands before and after handling food, and that is one of the best defenses against food poisoning. Soap and water is the best method to use for washing hands, but as we all know, when we're traveling, sometimes that isn't always readily available. So using hand sanitizer will do if running water is not available. Before using your hand sanitizer, make sure to read the label on the back of the bottle to make sure you're using a hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. And just like when you wash your hands, make sure you cover all of the surfaces of your hands with the sanitizer and rub them together until they are dry. A second thing to remember is to not let food sit out. Perishable foods like meats and salads shouldn't be left out of the cooler or any type of refrigeration for more than 2 hours. And if it's especially hot, like it's been lately, and over 90 degrees, perishable foods should not be left out of the cooler refrigeration for more than an hour. Also, a thing to keep in mind, especially on these hot summer days, is to make sure to transport coolers in an air-conditioned passenger section of your car and rather than the hot trunk. Also, remember to keep your raw meat and poultry separated from cooked foods and like fresh cut fruits and vegetables to help prevent cross-contamination and put the potential for foodborne illness. And remember to pack plenty of ice in your cooler to keep foods cold. Having plenty of ice is also important if you plan to take some leftovers home with you. Leftovers are only safe if they've stayed in the cooler with plenty of ice, and if they haven't been, they should be thrown away. And finally, remember to use a food thermometer if you're making foods to make sure that food is cooked to a safe internal temperature, because we can't tell if food has been cooked safely to a safe temperature just by looking at it. Just as a reminder, beef and pork steaks and chops should be cooked to 145 degrees. Ground beef should be cooked to 160 degrees, and all poultry and ground poultry foods need to be cooked to 165 degrees. If you have additional food safety questions, you're always welcome to contact myself in our Garnett office at 785-448-6826, or you can also visit our Frontier District website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredosine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.